DNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Colin Lawrence with an article by Jane Holmes about St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, and how people with Irish heritage celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the 17th of March each year. The feast of St. Patrick this year takes place on a Wednesday. It's an annual celebration of the death of Ireland's patron saint, which occurred in the 5th century. It's a day of religious and cultural events, celebrated mostly in Ireland and the UK, but also globally, including in the USA, Canada and Montserrat, although not always celebrated on the 17th of March. In Ireland, ceilidhs, or dances, occur alongside musical concerts, exhibitions and special religious services. Concerts usually include a harpist, a harp being one of the Irish emblems. People wear green clothes, and many wear another emblem pinned to their outfits, the shamrock. An alternate name for the shamrock is a trifoliate, because it's a clover-shaped leaf with three petals. Religious people relate this special leaf to the Holy Trinity. If a four-leaf clover is found, it's said to bring that person good luck throughout the year. Everywhere you look, there's an Irish flag flying on St. Patrick's Day. The flag, called the tricolour, comprises three equal stripes, green on the left, symbolising Republicans, white in the centre, the colour of purity and peace, and orange on the right side, symbolising Protestants. Another emblem of Ireland is the Celtic cross. The cross is made of stone and has a Celtic pattern. Towns and villages throughout Ireland lay wreaths at the base of the cross on Remembrance Day. St. Patrick is said to have been a shepherd and later a clergyman who eventually became Bishop of Ireland. Legends connected to his life include those saying that he drove snakes out of Ireland into the sea, and that he had the power to raise approximately 33 people from the dead. There are probably more legends, but who can tell if they're true or not?